Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you. Check out all the different things that you can do there to help you grow your business. And you can check out the Brain Trust. You can read. You can listen. You can take a poll question. We have a new poll question every week on the homepage. You can answer that question and see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. He's an attorney with Jones Day. I guess that's, is that jonesday.com, Andrew?
Yeah, the website's jonesday.com, one of the largest law firms in the world.
Yeah, and also the author, Andrew, is of many books, including Road Rules, including his new book, which is the main title is Harvesting Intangible Assets. Speaking of which, Andrew, the only thing wrong with America today is we've got to return to the attitude of believing in ourselves. America is a sleeping giant right now. We're a little bit of a demoralized giant. When you think about the dynamism, the power, the sheer innovative entrepreneurial business doing power of Main Street America, millions of small business owners, tens of millions of employees, tens of millions of customers. When you think about that kind of power that's really lying fallow right now, if we can just realize that if Main Street will get it through their head that we don't have to wait on Washington, we don't have to depend on Wall Street, we can do it ourselves. What do you think?
Well, that in some ways, that's the whole premise of the book, is that we have a lot more potential than we have unleashed. And let me tell you, it's not just small business. Large companies are sitting right now on trillions of dollars of cash and unharvested innovation. It's our nation's government. I mean, we, the taxpayer, are paying for agencies like DARPA and NIH and amazing research facilities where billions of dollars of intellectual capital is produced with our tax dollars and could be harvested in a lot more effective ways.
But there's no transfer going on right now, is there?
Understood. I mean, we need to put these systems in place. That's what the book argues. Our nation's universities also producing billions of dollars worth of research that goes under-harvested or unharvested. Trade associations, professional societies. I mean, I could go on and on about that. We are very good and still are very good at generating this stuff, but what we're not as good at is harvesting shareholder value and revenue streams and new markets from it.
Especially,
and that's what we need to do better.
Well, big businesses know how to do this, but they're not doing it now because they're protecting their balance sheets. Small businesses that worry less about protecting their balance sheet, but we don't always know that we have this kind of power. And here's the thing, Andrew, we got the tail wagging the dog right now. Main Street Americans look to leaders to inspire them, and then when they feel inspired, they produce and they create and they make things happen, and the world's a better place for it. What Main Street America has to understand, Andrew, is that we're the ones who inspire people. America's small businesses are the ones who are inspiring, and they just need to quit waiting on somebody else to inspire them. Be the inspirer themselves. What do you think?
I believe these intangible assets are the key to job creation, the key to economic strength, the key to competitiveness. I mean, I could go on about just how much more innovative we are than most countries, and at the same time, our R&D spending dropped from first to fifth last year, and that just can't be a trend that continues.
No.
I mean, you combine that with the STEM crisis and the lack of kids we have in engineering and technical programs and scientific programs, and our future looks pretty dim, but I think we can turn it around. I think we will turn it around. But I think, you know, the arguments made in the book are important, an important component of our economic growth, of job creation, and our global competitiveness.
If we could ever get one little bit of sustained positive news, sustained growth and expansion, whenever that happens, Andrew, with as suppressed as the American economy has been for the last 3 years, 4 years, I believe when that happens, it will leave the ground. It will leap off the ground. What do you think, the economy?
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be a major explosion effect. I mean, if you think about the premise of the book is about incrementalism. It's about trying to find that extra 5, 10, 20% of revenues or profits inside your company. If every small business owner in America took the premise of the book seriously and everyone could find another 5 or 10% of new revenue streams, new opportunities, I mean, look what that would do to our GDP.
Absolutely.
We'd go through the roof.
And that's
we don't have to, you know, find the cure for cancer to achieve it.
Harvesting Intangible Assets, by the new book coming out by Andrew Sherman. Andrew, thanks for being here. Good job today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.